Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Clarence Williams, Johnny Burke, and George Westinghouse, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, October 8th, marked the birth in 1898 outside New Orleans, Louisiana, of Clarence Williams. At age 12, he left home and joined Billy Kersan's minstrel show as a singer and soon became the troupe's master of ceremonies. Around 1915, Williams and Armand Piron started a publishing company in New Orleans and put together a vaudeville act with Piron on the violin and Williams playing piano and singing. In 1916, Williams wrote Brown Skin, Who You For, which was recorded by Columbia and for which he received $1,600. In 1921, he married blues singer Eva Taylor, and they collaborated both in writing and performing. In 1923, Williams moved to New York, where until 1928 he was artist and repertoire director for OK, developing new talent and recording with his own groups, and as accompanist for blues singers, including Bessie Smith. Between 1923 and 37, he recorded over 300 sides under his own name, and his compositions include Royal Garden Blues, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and Organ Grinder Blues. Clarence Williams died in New York on November 6, 1965. Here's Clarence Williams. Thank you.
tap off beat. Shim, sham, shimmy, twist and squirm like a worm. Shim, sham, shimmy, toe and heel it like you feel it. Step up, step up. Ready, let's go, that's your tempo. Pep up, oh, it sure looks hot. Hits the spot, do it, baby. Keep up with them, you're a wicked rhythm, lady. Do that wing and break, your shoulders got to shake. Everybody in town, breaking them down with shim, sham, shimmy. Yeah, shim, sham, shimmy, dance. It sure looks hot, hits the spot. Do it, baby. Keep up with them, you're a wicked rhythm, lady. Do that wing and break, now your shoulders got to shake. Everybody in town, breaking them down with shim, sham, shimmy. Yeah, shim, sham, shimmy, dance.
Sure is hot and hits the spot. Clarence Williams Jug Band twisting and squirming like a worm on the Shim Sham Shimmy Dance, written by Clarence Williams and Andy Razaf. The vocal was by Mrs. Clarence Williams, Eva Taylor, and Ikey Robinson played guitar on that August 7, 1933 recording. Before that, from August 26, 1929, it was another Clarence Williams tune, A Pain in the Glass, performed by Clarence Williams Jazz Kings. We started the show January 10th, 1934, with the Dorothy Fields-Jimmy McHugh collaboration on the Sunny Side of the Street. Bandleader, composer, pianist Clarence Williams, born October 8th, 1898. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 3rd, marked the birth in 1903 in Antioch, California, of composer Johnny Burke. He graduated from the University of Wisconsin and in 1926 moved to Chicago, where he worked as a pianist and song plugger for the Irving Berlin Publishing Company. He transferred to the New York office and began his career as one of the most prolific songwriters of the time. His first major collaborator was Harold Spina, and the team produced such hits as Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew, Beat of My Heart, and My Very Good Friend the Milkman. In 1936, he received a contract with Paramount Pictures and moved to Hollywood, where he collaborated with Arthur Johnston, James Monaco, and Jimmy Van Heusen, among others, and worked on more than 50 films. Johnny Burke died in New York City on January 25, 1964, at age 55. Here are four from the pen of Johnny Burke. Thank you.
imagination. Our imaginations make this world divine. People come and tell us their wonderful schemes. They would all be jealous if they knew our dreams. Nothing will divide us. Nothing will betide us. Though the shadows hide us, we'll banish the blues, dear. What a combination while we choose to use, dear. Your imagination and mine.
A long time ago, a million years B.C. The best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated the sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for. And you shouldn't be afraid, for every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. You must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
One she waited for. She said I would know you by the blue in your eye. Checkered suit, a fancy vest and a polka dot tie. Well, you answer that description. I suppose that you're the guy. Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Annie doesn't live here anymore.
It's too bad you didn't call before. She just bought a gown that ties with ribbons above. Brand new shoes, a pretty hat, and latest style glove. She really looks alluring and just waiting for your love.
Annie doesn't live here anymore.
It was spring, there was romance in the air and everything. Seemed for loving hearts to share, and there was she. Just as lonely and as blue as she could be. That's the reason.
Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Might have been your picture that she tore. She was all so faithful, what a pitiful sight. waited for that letter that you promised to write. But a gentleman with top hat called around the other night.
And he doesn't live here anymore.
Joe Crossman, backed by the Lou Stone Band, singing the Johnny Burke lyric to Jimmy Van Heusen's tune, Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore. That was recorded in London on December 29, 1933, and was preceded by Bing Crosby and Pennies from Heaven, written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. Half of the pictures that Burke worked on starred Bing Crosby, including Pennies from Heaven, and Crosby said he owed much of his success to Burke, whom he dubbed the poet. Before Bing, we heard Fats Waller and his rhythm with the Johnny Burke-Harold Spina collaboration, You're So Darn Charming, recorded by Victor on August 20th, 1935. We began our tribute to Johnny Burke with another Van Heusen-Burke effort, Imagination, performed by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. The vocalist on that April 12, 1928 recording was Franklin Bauer. Johnny Burke, born October 3, 1903. I'm the so darn charming Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL, FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, October 6, marked the birth in 1846 of inventor George Westinghouse. He helped develop alternating current electricity and railroad air brake systems. He died on March 12, 1914. Now, way back when his company, Westinghouse Electric, was in the consumer electronics and appliance business, their advertising slogan was, "You can be sure if it's Westinghouse." So, you can be sure that we've got some rapidly rotating records about being sure, beginning with Smith Ballou.
To be untrue, you know that you're always sure of my love for you. If you said you'd remember and then you forgot and broke my poor heart in two, you know that you'd still be sure of my love for you. Anything and everything you do is okay. Take my heart and break my heart and throw it away. If you'd love me forever or love me a day, whatever you say or do, you know that you're always sure of my love for you.
Out a little cottage, it's by a waterfall. There's lilacs in the springtime, and the roses stay till fall. There's welcome on the doorway, home sweet home upon the wall. Oh, honey, I've got everything, sure of everything but you. And I bought a bowl of goldfish, they swim and everything. Canaries in their cages, say you ought to hear them sing. The telephone's installed, and honey, I'm just waiting for your ring. I'm sure of everything, everything but you. Why, the little dog and the little cat, why, they don't know where they're at. Honest, they're yearning, just yearning for your company. You should hear the cat bow-wow and the dog meow-wow. Without you, pet, they're all upset. Just the same as me, yes, sir. I thought about a cradle, dear. Oh, but that would never do. For when you think of cradles, oh, say, that's a thought for two. Now everything looks rosy, and still I'm feeling blue. I'm sure of everything but you. Will you?
than you. It serves me right, I guess. Why didn't I know you'd seek other happiness while I neglected you so? I'll admit some things I did were wrong, but down in my heart I love you right along. I wouldn't be alone tonight with nothing to do if I hadn't been so sure of you.
We began that tribute to George Westinghouse with Smith Ballou, recording in New York on October 29, 1930, and You're Always Sure of My Love for You, written by Gus Kahn. Fred Rich and his orchestra was credited on the label of that OK 78 as Harold Lem and his orchestra. That was followed by the high-hatted tragedian of song Ted Lewis and I'm Sure of Everything But You, written by Charles O'Flynn, George W. Meyer, and Pete Wendling. That was recorded November 28, 1932. We finished up with Jack Whitney and his orchestra, a pseudonym on the Clarion, Harmony, and Velvetone labels for Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and So Sure of You from July 7, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Actually, this is the first of two This Week in Recording History segments on this show, and it's starting off with a musical train ride, courtesy of Paul Whiteman. Thank you.
with an angel. Gotta meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. No one else could be sweeter. Looks divine when I meet her. Feel as proud as Saint Peter, and I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Dan Donovan with DeBroy Summers Band and Got a Date with an Angel, written by James Waller and Joseph A. Tunbridge. That was recorded October 9th, 1931, and was preceded by Eddie Elkins and his orchestra and Don't Wait Too Long from October 7th, 1925. Eddie Elkins led one of the pioneer dance bands of the 1920s. They began playing in Los Angeles at venues including the Ambassador and Alexandra Hotels, but they were brought by Al Jolson to New York, where they were a 10-piece band playing at the Knickerbocker Grill and the Pavilion Hotel. In the late 20s, Eddie Elkin worked as music director for a couple of Hollywood film studios. We began with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and a recording having its 74th birthday this very day, having been recorded on October 10th, 1930. That was Choo Choo, written by Frank Trumbauer and Matty Melnick.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
As promised, here's part two of This Week in Recording History.
Thank you. time. I made my plans 4 years way ahead, but you made yours 4 seconds instead. I thought that you loved me all of the time, but you loved someone else all of the time. And now I'm broken-hearted, just left alone to pine for you, just you all of the time.
Thank you. one glorious blue night, when the world was all aglow. In your eye I saw love's blue light. You were mine, I know. Your lips told me so. Dreams I might have known, love and all have flown. Empty arms tell my story. You and I, who were light-hearted, parted one blue
We began tonight's second segment of This Week in Recording History with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra, October 8, 1928, and All of the Time, written by Harry M. Woods, who brought us such memorable tunes as When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, Paddlin' Madeline Home, and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. The vocal refrain was by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. Then it was the original Indiana Five, and I'm Gonna Hang Around My Sugar, written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. That was recorded in New York around October 8, 1925, by Jeanette. Next, we heard Bob Herring and his orchestra as the Colonial Club Orchestra with Oliver Smith performing vocally on Blue Night from October 8, 1925. Blue Night was composed by Will Rollins with the lyric by J.F. Mahoney. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.